Hello, one and all, and welcome to First Thought of the Day. I'm sitting here in Valley Studio 12G with Mallory Maldog Eaton and Aaron the Machine Ingbrecht. How are you guys doing today?
Good to be back.
Fantastic.
Yeah, not too bad. Got a bit of a long day today.
It's a morning pod, our first one.
This is our first morning pod, and I got to tell you guys, these two in the morning do not look presentable. They certainly have a face for radio right now.
I just rolled in.
Yeah.
And boy, I'm not feeling so hot.
Tired. So it might be a bit of a shorter one today because we are under some time constraints for getting. I can't believe they make us teach. You know, as teachers?
I can't believe they let us teach.
How dare they? Oh, that's true.
What an unbelievable expectation. Yeah, I can't believe, yeah, we're in charge of children? When did this
right.
Happen? Yeah.
So I think this might be part one of a two-parter again.
Might be like a nine-parter.
There we go.
Nine-parter.
We're going to be here for about 6 minutes today, I think so.
The last 15 minutes will be just you saying hi to your class and talking about the expectations.
All right, guys, we're doing silent reading time. All right, we're going to just keep recording. Anyway, comments time. This is from Susan. She says, I find myself dwelling or commenting on the bad more than the good. This is obviously about the podcast last time.
Right.
We were talking about the idea of work being a four-letter
word. There we go.
I find myself dwelling or commenting on the bad more than the good because the bad takes away from the good, and I like my job. My first thought after listening to this is to wonder how many people struggle to get out of a negative mindset because they have no one to hash it out with. The hash out the rough spots in their workday. Chris and I, that's me. It's really strange. Do you guys have any idea how weird that is, right? Chris and I, like I'm a my alter ego. Mm. We said that we are lucky to both teach and convent to each other and have at least a basic understanding of where we're coming from when it comes to our jobs.
That's a pretty nice advantage that you guys have. Similar work environments. I mean, mm-hmm. almost the same as a teacher. Obviously, different levels. Somebody to vent to without living in the negative. Hey, here's the ugly, and then let's move on and mm-hmm. dwell on the positive.
I can't imagine any other way. I can't imagine, someone, like, if I came home and said, oh, my goodness, we had an in-service about scaffolding today. And my partner being like, all right, I need definition,
I guess I have that advantage too. My wife spent 3 years in an elementary school and then two at a high school mm-hmm. doing the ENL or ELL, whatever mm-hmm. you want to call it.
Yeah.
Probably ESL back then.
There we go. Yeah.
But there's an E and an L in there.
Yes, that's
yes.
right.
So yeah, as far as catch up time, anything you guys want to share, what you've been up to?
Nothing too crazy. Still just yoga-ing it up. And
you're doing like 26 hours of yoga a day, aren't you?
I am full yoga mode all the time. And now we're doing it in PE too, so.
Nothing too crazy? You spent the weekend in Indiana?
I did not. No, I was in Arizona, so celebrating one of my college best friends getting married. So the last of all my college buddies. We'd been friends since we were like little freshmen. So I will definitely take the Arizona sun over this any day.
Did you smuggle home any cacti?
I did not, but I did learn, fun fact, because I didn't know how to tell how old a cactus was. Like with trees, you have the rings.
Just ask them?
I tried. They're the silent type.
You never ask a cactus their age? is that the rule?
Well, they're kind of thorny about it.
But it's how tall they are. And the tallest one in that area was like 75 feet.
Whoa. Wait.
And then,
wow.
Yeah.
That's probably like...
It's like a tree.
Yes. Yeah, so 75 feet.
Which, ironically, is also the way that you measure a tree's age.
Yes. Well, see, I thought a tree was their rings. Yeah.
Typically a human as well.
Oh, there we go.
Oh, that's it. So we have one of the Bacchus kids is actually 105 because he's 7 foot
that's
tall.
Right.
So
yeah, that's rough.
That's how it works. But, and they grow extra arms when they don't have enough water.
That is what happened to Mr. Stirk.
That's right.
So, yes.
Yeah.
Now he's fully hydrated, though. So I think he's done with his height.
I think so, too.
Yes.
That's really cool.
This is what
we're like in the morning. Just I want everybody to know this. Yeah. This is our traditional like discussions. So mm-hmm.
thoughts are coming in all over the place. We don't even know.
That's right.
Yeah, we'll find. I mean, who saw us talking about cactus? when we started. Anyway.
They are pretty cool. I will say that.
Yeah.
How about you? Anything to add? Or?
You know, family's been under the weather. I don't feel so hot today. I might have actually considered not coming in. But we got our marathon day today. So.
But you said we've got to record this pod.
That's right.
Yes.
That's actually, why
honestly,
we're here.
Honestly, that was a pretty big motivator.
Yeah, that's good.
So,
all right. How about let's ask some questions. You want to lead off?
Sure. So my question is, everyone always talks about self-care. And I find that typically, and this is kind of an assumption, but I find that women tend to have a self-care something more easily.
Self-care gene?
Self-care gene. That's what it is. We have that in our DNA. But I'm curious, because you're both men, and what do you do for self-care?
Wow. First time we've ever been called
I feel like we need, like, the news flash.
I know. I'm throwing in compliments here, calling you men. Wow. Since you are menly men, what do you do for self-care?
First compliment of the day.
I go get chainsaws and some steak.
Yeah. Do you chainsaw the steak?
While I'm watching football and eating beef jerky.
Wow.
And hunting. That's all happening at once. From my pickup truck. I don't know. Go ahead.
This can all be done on original Nintendo. Tecmo Bowl, then Duck Hunt.
If somebody hadn't stolen it.
Oh, that's right. Let's not go there again.
Yeah.
Ralph Johnson.
Yeah, this is probably not something that I do well. Mm-hmm. I honestly really like just being alone. If I can just be left alone, I know.
I can relate to that too. That's fine.
Just leave me alone.
I
enjoy designing, graphic design. So, you know, I don't know if we've ever talked about it on here. I got my little side hustle, mm-hmm. Indiana Shirt Company. IndianaShirtCompany.com, by the way.
Can they?
Can't wait for them to sponsor us.
I was going to say, can they sponsor us?
I like doing graphic design stuff. I just like designing and coming up with t-shirt ideas. So that can be pretty relaxing for me. It can also be kind of annoying if I'm not in that mood and I have to do it and get it done. Mm-hmm. But I've heard that people talk about art that way. My sister's very artistic. Like, she's amazing at painting and drawing. If she'll just sit down and do whatever, she likes it, but she took a lot of art classes in college, and it became more of like a, she said it felt like a requirement or a job, and it took a lot of the fun out of it.
Yeah, I could see that.
So, yeah, sometimes I just like being left alone to do that. I'm a big baseball guy, so if I can just kind of get lost in, like, reading about statistics or it's minor league players
really
or something
hit.
Like that, yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, I'm following spring training.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so.
For me, this is going to sound really not manly, what I'm about to say.
No chainsaws in this one.
There are limited amounts of beef jerky.
Love picking flowers.
I'm an organizer.
There we go.
Ooh, it speaks to my heart.
Ingbrecht has commented before, he's like, well, you know, something like Walker must be going through something because he's cleaning his classroom.
That's right.
And when I do, I mean, I think you can attest to this, I go all...
It's unbelievable. It's immaculate.
It really is. And then it's like, okay, mental health reset.
Yeah.
Now I can start piling stuff up again. And it's that way at home. It's that way, like, I mean, I will organize my bookshelf. I'll organize, I mean, whatever it is, record collection, something. And it will be pristine.
Yeah.
But that's really what settles me.
The other thing that I think we both enjoy is yard work.
Oh my. Yard work.
Yeah, get out, do whatever. Although, again, that can become, I have to do this by this date, or it's going to be like, especially like mowing the lawn. I like it, but if all of a sudden it's like I'm in a time crunch and mm-hmm. I have to get it done before Thursday,
sure,
it becomes more kind
it's
of
a
an
chore.
Annoyance.
Yeah, it's rough.
Yeah.
Yeah. How about you, Mal? What do you do?
I actually cut the lawn with a chainsaw. it's very tedious.
Get a machine gun out and shoot.
And I
grass.
Shoot the grass down. So actually, that's like yoga. Obviously, that's where that came in. And I think sometimes I just like to slow down. Like I enjoy being by myself as well. But even if it's just like sitting down and watching that binge show, because I really don't have time to watch TV and things, so sometimes I just like a good mindless activity, if my children will allow it.
Like Ted Lasso.
I love Ted Lasso. Man, that's not mindless.
No.
Sorry.
So everyone peer pressure Walker because he has not watched Ted Lasso. But that's actually right. That would be a great one because it's still like motivational and positive and funny. That would be a great like
oil veg up the chainsaw show. For that.
Yeah.
Go clear out the yard work. Excellent question, by the way.
Yeah. It's really good. I just, because like my husband really struggles with, like he's a golfer, but you can only golf when it's warm or when the golf course is open. So I'm always like, what do you do when you get stressed? And for a long time, he really struggled with that. He's like, I'm not sure.
It's remarkably easy to not take care of yourself.
Oh, yeah.
Like mentally, it truly is. So.
Sure.
So my question is not nearly as deep. No. How about that? I'll preface my question here.
But I bet it's fun.
Well, we'll find out. So here's my thinking. This is just a little game I like to play with more with me, I guess. But sometimes I'll bring somebody else into my orbit when I'm doing this. But I like to compare two seemingly disparate companies or products, and I like to see which of those two has made more of a cultural impact than the other. So they aren't in any way related, right? It's not Doritos versus Lay's potato chips. It's not that. It's two wildly different products, but we're kind of coming at that from different angles. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Are we calling this Chris's cultural crossroads?
Oh.
Yes, but we're not spelling them all with K's.
No, there's going to be C's in there.
Nope, there needs to be.
We're changing your name to a C.
Yep, that's completely fine. So here's my question. Two companies, which of these has made a bigger cultural impact? Nike or Hershey's?
Ooh.
Because, yeah.
When you said Nike, I thought Nike.
In the bag, yeah.
And then...
Because, like, I mean, let's say, my thinking here with this is, let's say I buy one pair of Nikes per year.
Yeah.
And I'm not really a Nike, I'm more of a Adidas fella. But if I buy one a year, awesome. But when you think of all, like, the Hershey's products.
I know.
There's so many products, too. People just think chocolate, but, like, they own all kinds of things.
They have an entire amusement park.
Yeah.
Is there even like, an equivalent to a Hershey's Kiss? Is there a like competitor?
Like a Rolo?
M&M?
M&M, yeah, that would be.
That's not even close.
They're both chocolate.
But the M&M is a different shape and with a shell.
Okay.
All
right. Yeah,
like, what's the...
True. No, it's... I thought you meant just small and...
No, yeah. Like, what's the equivalent that, you know, M&M Mars does to combat the Hershey's Kiss? Can they? And why don't they?
I don't know. Would it just be... Well, but even the chocolate bars
are... I wonder if it is, like...
Plop of chocolate.
Yes. Well, it works.
Like, I had a dog once that did something similar.
Was his name Hershey?
Yeah.
We called him Squirts.
So what's your answer?
I feel like I still got to go with Nike.
But it's pretty close, right?
Because of the clothing being more of a cultural impact. But I don't know. How do you measure that?
No, and this is what makes this so fun and intriguing for me. Right?
Like, what are those cookies called that where they're like peanut butter cookies but with like the Hershey's Kiss in the middle?
I think they're...
You can't make that without the Hershey's Kiss.
That's true. Yeah, I know what you're saying. I don't know what they're called, but maybe our listeners will...
Yeah, I was going to say, they're screaming in the
traditional
car.
S'more is...
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
What's your answer?
So I was kind of agreeing with him with, I think of like the clothing, you know, people are talking more about Nike versus like Hershey stuff. But if you talk just straight revenue, because you're only going to buy one pair of Nike something, right? Even if you buy clothes, but if you're a chocolate lover, you could buy multiple.
But you're only going to buy one pair. I mean, we've got kids that have probably 20 or 40 pairs of Nikes.
And we've got some kids that have zero but have eaten Hershey's their entire lives.
That's true. They were clueless, yeah.
Yeah, so.
Yeah, that's
anyway,
a tough one.
These are probably going to be a lot of my questions because I love this kind of – you guys are going to ask the personal kind of deep ones. I want to ask the cultural – Chris's cultural corner here.
With C's.
Or connection.
With C's.
Yeah, we can change that if we need
to. I love it, but it needs to be C's.
Okay.
Yeah. So lead us off. Tell us about your topic. And again, this will 100% be a two-parter.
So before we get to it, are we missing
an integral part?
Oh,
did we skip past it?
Do we have a minute?
We do have a minute.
Do we have 1 minute?
For Mal Dog? Mal Dog's Media Minute. All right, so I'm coming at you today from the Cape Cod Times.
Neat.
Provincetown. So a little before 8 a.m. on a Friday morning, a veteran lobster diver named Michael Packard goes in the water. So he's a scuba diver guy.
This feels like a Saturday Night Live sketch.
Isn't that a great title? Veteran lobster diver.
Yes.
Michael Packard.
Yes.
You gotta say it like that, too.
And his vessel is called Jean-G. J-A apostrophe N-G.
Jean-G.
Yeah. So I'm sure that's how he says it.
Hey.
And his...
Jumanji.
But anyway, so although he's a lobster diver, though, he was catching striped bass. But anyways, I guess you can catch whatever you'd like. So as he's down there in his scuba things checking, like, a trap, he was swallowed by a whale. Completely swallowed.
Wow. So,
yeah, and so he's like, it got really dark.
State of Indiana.
So he said,
so dark?
So he said he felt this huge shove, and the next thing he knew, it was, like, totally black. And he's like, this isn't right. So he could tell he was moving, and he could feel, like, the muscles in the whale's mouth. And so he was like, I'm going to die right now.
Yeah.
And he was in there for, like, 30 or 40 seconds. He's like, I knew it wasn't a shark because he didn't feel any teeth.
Wow.
And he didn't have any, like, crazy wounds or anything. But so he starts moving around, and the whale's like, I don't like that, and basically spits him out.
I wonder how many people have claimed that this has happened to them.
And Michael Packard, Jonah. I got two there.
Two, done. No, that's a crazy Mal Dog Media Minute right there. Yeah.
Also, I hear Michael Packard, and it makes me think of the combination between Michael Scott and...
Todd Packard.
There we go.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
You pointed at me, and I somehow...
I didn't know the name.
I could completely read your mind.
You knew it wasn't air conditioner.
I knew it well. It could have been.
What would you do if you got swallowed by a whale?
I just start punching and stuff. Like,
punching?
Well, yeah, you want to get out. Yeah.
Start
pinching and get it out of there. So but he had no broken... Nothing. Like, literally just
got swallowed. I'm going to look for the blowhole.
How do you prove that, though?
What? I mean, what...
Where is that?
You're not going to get his jaws open. I'm going to swim through the blowhole.
I don't think you can fit.
Well,
I mean, unless it's like a blue whale, maybe?
I might punch my way out a little bit.
Didn't Nemo go through the blowhole?
Yeah, it was animated. It was an animated film.
No, that was real.
Real life.
That was real.
All right? We're talking about Michael Packard's life here.
Yeah.
How do you prove that? How do you prove, I got swallowed?
Well,
by
maybe
a whale.
Other people saw it. I mean... And I thought there was a picture.
You get in there?
Was it caught up in a...
He called someone.
Yeah, he's like...
He called him, hey.
Hey, what's up, guys?
I'm in a whale.
I'm going to be about 20 minutes late.
I could have sworn there was a picture.
Punch my way out of this thing.
The internet's not playing very nice
today.
That's
okay.
But
that's okay.
He's like thumbs up with like all these like things on him. But yeah, he was...
Well, that was...
Mal Dog's Media Minute.
So give us the topics we can...
We got buses rolling in.
Cogitate.
They're going to start, you know... Air braking. I don't even know if it's a thing.
Kids are going to beat down the door.
Here's what
dying
I
want to
talk about for next time on part two.
Might be like a five-parter.
Could be.
We'll see.
Right.
We like to help. Mm-hmm. We're teachers.
Uh-huh.
Like, it's just kind of like a part of our routine. That's what we do. That's the way I set up my class.
Sure. Because
I like to throw something out there that I know that the kids will kind of struggle through and that I can come around and kind of help them. It's that productive struggle.
Mm-hmm.
I love it. At what point does our helping actually hinder the person that we're trying to help? And beyond the classroom. When does helping hurt? There's actually a book entitled that.
That's a really great question. I think this is going to be really interesting for parents to maybe chime in on.
Yeah.
I was thinking of it from a parent.
All kinds of different perspectives in the workforce. I mean, I can't wait to talk about this for real.
Yeah. So... Ponder about that. Can you ponder about something? Ponder on that? I don't know.
Just ponder it. I don't think you have to be
like
on
to say
or
think
about.
About.
Think about
it. I want to say think about that. So catch us next time. We are on, just to remind everybody, leave us a comment. Podbean tends to be where we find them. But if you send us an email, that'd be great too. We're on, obviously, Podbean. We're on Spotify. We're on Apple Music. Wherever you listen to your
podcast. And the email is FTOTDpodcast@gmail.com.
Yep. It's pretty easy to remember. So.
There's no K's.
First
in
thought
that.
Of the day.
Yeah, yeah. Podcast. I know. It's always kind of a mouthful. So, anyway, thank you for listening with us, and we'll see you next week on First Thought of the Day.